Now we focus on elections that have come through, and this is in Nicaragua. Daniel Ortega storms to landslide victory. Joining us on the line is Dr. Dale McKinley, independent political analyst. Dr. Dale, good day to you, and once again, good to have you with us on the airwaves of Radio Islam.
Yes, good afternoon. Thank you.
Thank you for joining us. Before we head into the Nicaragua elections, what is your take on the shocking U.S. election results?
Well, as you say, I think most people are shocked. It wasn't expected. However, I think that what it tells us is that there is a serious backlash, a serious anger, particularly among, in this case, white working class Americans, about what has happened over the last several years, and the feeling that Hillary Clinton and the Democratic Party represented sort of the status quo. And so I think, even though no one expected this, it's too early to say exactly whether Donald Trump is going to, carry out a lot of the kinds of pre-election promises that he made, or threats, should I say, that he made. It's certainly going to be a very, very interesting time in both the United States, but also globally, because of the sort of global power of the United States as well.
Firstly, educate our listeners, where is Nicaragua located on the map?
Nicaragua is in Central America. I think most people would know where Mexico is, so if you just keep going down in Central America, then you have El Salvador, you have Nicaragua, you have Honduras, and then Panama, and then you get into South. So it's basically in Central America, just south of Mexico.
And what can you tell us about Daniel Ortega? What do we know about his background?
Well, I'm sure some of your listeners would know that back from the 1970s and 1980s, there was a civil war in Nicaragua, a classic case of a very sort of oligarchy elite of several families that basically ran the country as their own fiefdom, and a liberation war started. Daniel Ortega was the head of, at that time, the combination of organizations that came together called the Sandinistas, and they fought a civil war, which then ended in a negotiated settlement. After that, that was in the 1990s, then in the subsequent elections, the Sandinistas became a normal political party. They won a sizable portion of the vote in several elections, and then took power not too long ago, and I think it was two elections ago, and Daniel Ortega was their presidential candidate, and he is now just, the Sandinistas have just won again in the most recent national elections.
Now, as we outline that Daniel Ortega stormed to a landslide victory, he won 72% of the vote. Why is the opposition vowing to fight the outcome?
Well, Nicaragua has historically, like many of the Central American countries, been a very divided country, both along class and in some cases along racial and indigenous population versus the mestizos, the descendants of the Spanish conquistadors. So there has always been a particularly virulent right-wing opposition to this legacy of the guerrilla movement and the Sandinistas. And there's also, obviously, just like there is in many other countries, claims of vote rigging, claims of abuse of power, and so forth and so on. I don't think that any of those things will hold. Clearly, if it was maybe an election where he won by just a percentage point or less, then there might be some serious questions to answer. But in this case, it was clearly an overwhelming victory.
There is real fear among some Nicaraguans that Ortega is trying to create a political dynasty. Is there any fact to this fear?
Well, there are some definite, I think, legitimate criticisms, Ortega. Just like many other former guerrilla leaders who have come to power, he's been drawn into a lot of business deals, and he's been accused of favoring some of his own family and connections and other things. So I think that certainly, there's some concerns in that regard. But my sense is that, the electoral process in Nicaragua is generally free and fair, that this was a specific, outcome that everyone should accept, whether they like Ortega or not. But that doesn't mean that, some of the things that he is doing shouldn't be criticized, and that he shouldn't be brought closer in terms of accountability and other kinds of things. It doesn't matter whether one is on the left or the right of the political spectrum. Democracy should be applied equally to all. So it remains to be seen whether that sort of the vibrancy of the Nicaraguan democracy will continue. I think it will. It has a history of that. And if Ortega oversteps the line and he has done things wrong, then I think that obviously those things will come out.
What will the U.S. stance be on Nicaragua, and will it likely change now that Trump is president?
Well, no, I don't think it'll change very much. I don't think there's going to be a huge difference between a Trump presidency or a Clinton presidency in this regard. The United States has always backed the conservative right-wing forces in Nicaragua. They've always been afraid, as they have in El Salvador and many other countries in South America, in Venezuela as well, seen the left of the political spectrum as a threat to their own economic interests. They've already expressed concern about this in terms of Ortega. He's been a historic enemy in some ways because of those earlier liberation wars. So I don't see any fundamental change. I think the United States will continue to basically fund the opposition, continue to try to squeeze the Sandinista government as it has economically and politically, and try to isolate it.
Dr. Dale, what is left of the Latin American left?
Well, I think there's still a lot left of it. You know, we go through, history goes through phases. And as we've seen in Latin America over the last 20, 25 years, you know, we started in the 1970s in some ways with a whole range of military dictatorships and right-wing governments. Many of those were overthrown in revolutions or replaced at the ballot box. Then we saw a wave of sort of center-left and leftist governments coming in, and now we see a swing in some ways back to the sort of center, and even obviously some gains for the right. I think this is the sort of natural, in some ways, shifting of politics and you know, as the economic performances go up and down as well. So in some ways it's an indication of the health of a democracy when you don't have a dynasty, when you don't have people that completely centralize all that power. So I'm not particularly concerned with the health of democracy. Obviously, I might have very specific opinions about some of the right wing and what they do in Central America, as one would across the world.
We always appreciate your time on Radio Islam, Dr. Dale. Thank you very much for chatting to us.
It's always my pleasure. Thank you.
Have a good evening. Bye.
Bye.